Kitchen Age Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Good Thursday morning, and I'm going to get you fired up and primed up and ready for this weekend's celebration in Marion, Kentucky, the America 250 celebration here in town, and it's going to be a grand event known locally as the Legacy of Liberty. It's going to include so many activities, so many people involved in planning this and pulling it off. 70 organizations are involved, and all over town, going to be a great event. There's supposed to rain maybe a little bit, but not enough to shoot this thing down. We're going to get to more on that in just a moment. But first, I want to send some prayers and some thoughts out to some families who are really struggling right now after this tragic automobile accident down in Livingston County this week. It happened down in Leadbetter. And reports at this time, two people have died, a young child and a 61-year-old man. Some families in Marion and Crittenden County and beyond are affected by this. And we're not going to go into any details because I don't think any of them have been released officially. And I'm not inclined to do that here on the podcast at this time, but we'll just suffice it to say that our hearts and prayers are with these families through this very difficult time. I want to also, before we get to our interview in just a moment, I want to give you an update on the Cave and Rock Ferry, which, as you know, had come out last week, late last week, and said it would be operating on an abbreviated schedule through all of this week and weekend. However, that has changed because it all revolved around a pilot issue that one of the pilots was going on vacation, and they were going to have to drop back to 8 hours a day. But that has been solved now. They found a backup, a pinch hitter, to come in and operate the ferry. So it's operating full steam right now on a normal schedule. But as most of you who know who have been following these contract negotiations that occur every 2 years, that there's some issues again, as is or has been common, I should say. And I will say that I've talked to county officials and folks on both sides of the river. I've talked to the folks in Frankfort with transportation. I've talked to Representative Jim Gooch and State Senator Jason Howell, and I am confident that this matter is being looked into, and negotiations are continuing to some degree, and that efforts are being made to try to come to at least a short-term resolution on this ferry, perhaps. A short term will buy them a bit of time in order to work out something more long term on this. We hope and pray that on June 30th, the ferry does not shut down for the last time. But as it stands right now, the contract is set to expire on Tuesday, which is June 30th, and then beyond that, there will be no contract as of this time. However, again, I think these folks are working in earnest to try to come up with some sort of at least temporary stopgap solution, if you will, in order to buy a little more time. Just a lot of things going on, a lot of new discussions about how to fund the ferry going forward. I think some folks are trying to even think outside the box, so to speak. And I'm keeping my eye on it and we'll be reporting on it as we know definitive details. But as of right now, I think just suffice it to say that it is being worked on. I'm not going to say I'm confident that the ferry will continue to operate beyond next Tuesday, but I do think everyone involved is pushing in that direction and trying to make at least something happen. We'll see when that gets to the table and is presented to the ferry operator whether or not we will continue to see our ferry operating. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with more news and sports.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
And we want to give Stuart Haberlock of Preferred Tree and Land a big shout out. He is providing the firewood for Friday night's bonfires as part of the America 250 celebration. We're going to get to an interview with the mayor in just a moment about that upcoming event. But first of all, I'll give you a little sports information. Livingston Central High School has hired a couple of new basketball coaches. On the boys' side will be a longtime basketball referee and a guy who's been probably a baseball coach more than anything over the past few years, and that's Scott Matlock. Scott's from Paducah, but he has ties to Livingston County. I think he has five grandchildren in school down there, but Scott grew up in Paducah and went to Paducah Tillman High School. But he's coached at several places around the region, and is a pretty well-known fella. And glad to see Scott down at Livingston Central as the Cardinals basketball coach going forward, as Skipper Matt Hargrove, who's been there for the last several years coaching the basketball team, has told me that it's time to slow down just a bit. Both of his children have now graduated from high school, and he's going to just coach the softball team now. Take things a little easier. And, you know, it's hard to coach basketball and then go right into softball, so I don't blame Matt for that one bit. And over on the girls basketball side down in Livingston County, longtime regional coach Jimmy Holder will be replacing Trent Palmer as coach. Holder grew up in Marshall County, played basketball down there, was a big star, and actually went down to Murray State and played for a while. And he was a graduate assistant down at Murray, came back and coached the Lady Marshals back in 2004. And then, excuse me, that's when he graduated. He came back and coached the Lady Marshals in 2022 and 23 when those girls finished 19-15 and won the 4th District Championship and were first region runner-up. But he's also been coaching recently down in Ballard as a boys coach. But Jimmy Holder will be heading in to coach the Lady Cardinals down in Livingston County. And on the baseball front here in Crittenden County, Quinn Summers was chosen as the most valuable player of the Rocket baseball team this past season. He was also the second region player of the year, so no surprise that he was the team MVP. But they had their postseason event recently and handed out a number of awards, and we will have all of those in the Crittenden Press next week. So tune in to that for more information.
Well, I've got with me the mayor this morning, Deanna Browning. We're going to talk a little bit about America's birthday. Mayor, what a celebration that's being planned for this weekend. And I know you're tuned into it. You're on the committee that's helped planning it. You know, we need to get the word out even more and bring some folks into this community and enjoy this with us.
I agree. There's so much surrounding this weekend and so many people who have put such a great effort in this. Big shout out to Kim Vince and Braden Locke. It's their effort has been phenomenal. The city, we, all of us, you know, store owners, the city itself, a lot of housekeeping going on around town. We have the veterans' banners are on display, all of them, of course, and then the fire hydrants, the Homemakers Club, they've been painting newer hydrants, and then the mural at the fire department. So everything mm-hmm. looks beautiful.
Yeah. And 2 days of celebration, just taking a look at our community's heritage. I know Livingston County's involved in this, Caldwell County and Lyon County. Of course, at the time that this area was first settled, and a lot of people know this, but some, if you don't follow history and study it, you don't know that Crittenden County was originally part of a larger Livingston County, and so was Caldwell and Lyon, and then we were eventually chiseled off, these counties were, from Livingston. So the first county that exists, at least now, it was all part of Lincoln County at one time. You can go back even farther, but nonetheless, so many of the other communities around us are involved in this program that's coming up this weekend, and just some cool events. I know I've got some of my favorites. Do you have some of yours that you must see type events this weekend?
Well, of course, kicking it off with the parade, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And throughout the day on Saturday, you're going to have a lot of people in costume and in mm-hmm. different characters, members of the community, as well as actors that have been brought in. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty neat. I'm excited about the Civil War reenactment, and as well as the Revolutionary War, the cannon fire. Me personally, I'm excited about the apple pie baking contest. I love that. I think it'll be fun, but there's just so much planning that has gone into this, and to see the community come together for something this awesome, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's going to be a old-time baseball game, and this is not like your usual old-timers game. There's a group out of Georgetown, Kentucky called the Georgetown Gentlemen, and they come in and stage these events, and they'll be in period attire and playing by 1880s baseball rules, and it's going to be pretty fun. Like, there's a group of local folks here called, they're calling themselves the Marion Swamp Foxes, and they're going to play this team out of Georgetown. And that kicks off at 4 o'clock out at the park on Saturday. But before that, during the day, I'm with you on this Civil War and Revolutionary War enactment. You know, those are things that you'd have to typically drive a long way to see and to enjoy. But it's going to be right here in our backyards. And then, you know, there's so much more. Some of these people that they're bringing in are just world-class speakers and program producers as far as you know, the heritage of the Ohio River, and then homemaking on the frontier with some of these guys, and Henry Clay that's going to be here. I know they're going to have some arrowhead collections, and there's going to be a guy who's a professional trapper that's going to be here talking about how this was, you know, people came through here to go out west to trap beaver back in the early pioneer times, and there's even going to be a guy from the Lewis and Clark expedition that's coming in. You know, I happen to know him personally.
Yeah.
And Sacagawea. And
yes.
You know, just so many things. Folks need to be sure and come out Friday night and Saturday. There's going to be marshmallow and s'mores, yeah, making mm-hmm. on Friday night at Foes Hall. Just right around dark, I think, somewhere around 8 o'clock maybe. But all that schedule's in the press this week, and I'm just really excited about it. I know you are, and those who have been following what's going, you know, being planned, certainly. It's kind of kicking everybody's dress up, so to speak.
It does. It does. And generationally, to see the kids to have hands-on experience with not only our country's history, but ours, because it is so rich here. We all grew up reading Satan's Ferryman, and we know about the fluorspar mines, and our kids need to see this and understand that. I remember when we celebrated the birthday in, well, part of it in 76, right? So our kids are going to remember this. I guess my only regret as far as the baseball, I wish Gordon Blue Guess was here to see this, but I know he would be so proud and so excited.
Yes, he would. Of course, Gordon passed away a couple of weeks ago. The ball field where it will be played is named after him, Gordon Blue Guess Field. That'll be at 4 o'clock on Saturday is that event. But if the events from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. really, all day and into the night, in and around Foes Hall. It's going to be in the parking lots of the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, be behind Foes Hall at the Mineral Museum, across the street from Foes Hall over in the old Hayward House area. Carlisle Street's going to be blocked off. There'll be food vendors in the Crittenden Press parking lot, so you can sit there and have something to eat. I know there's going to be tents around to provide some shade, but if this weather holds like this, it's just been beautiful lately.
Absolutely. And with all of the locations, it reminds me about the passports, right? So you can pick up your passports at the museum, at the Crittenden County Museum, go to each place, get them stamped, and return them to be in the drawing for $250. That's so fun.
You mentioned how the children, it's incumbent upon adults to recognize how important this is in our community's heritage and to bring out these children. I remember when my town, where I grew up in West Tennessee, in Paris, Tennessee, back, I was probably, I don't know, probably 10 years old, and it celebrated its sesquicentennial, which is 150-year anniversary. And I remember going out to the park and participating in a greased pig contest. You don't see those anymore, but they were kind of common back then at festivals where they take a little pig and put it inside of like a baseball field and grease it down and then put young lads out on the field and you chase or try to chase it and catch it. And it's greasy. It's crazy.
Yeah, we need to put that on for the next time.
Yeah, the next 250, here the 500-year deal. So
Yeah.
yeah, maybe we'll be around for that one. Well, hey, Mayor, I appreciate you coming on this morning talking about the event, and we appreciate what the city's doing to help facilitate this. I know there's been some, you've had some of your guys out cleaning up around town and trying to get things dressed up a bit because we're expecting a lot of folks in town.
Absolutely, and I hope everyone comes and enjoys it just as much as we are.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We'll see you out Friday night and Saturday all day in Marion for the big 250 celebration here, Legacy of Liberty.